Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Beginner's Guide to Day Trading Online, second edition by Tony Turner, is an entry-focused roadmap for people who want to understand how short-term trading works in modern electronic markets. It introduces the realities of day trading, including speed, uncertainty, costs, and the discipline required to survive. Rather than treating trading as a shortcut to easy money, the book positions it as a skill set built from preparation, practice, and risk control. Readers are guided through the basic language of markets, how orders are routed and filled, and why liquidity and volatility matter. The book also emphasizes building a repeatable approach using common technical tools and chart patterns that many active traders rely on. Alongside strategy concepts, Turner highlights the operational side of trading online, such as choosing a broker, understanding margin, and managing mistakes. The overall aim is to help beginners develop a structured foundation before putting significant capital at risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, day trading fundamentals and how online markets work. A key theme is building a practical understanding of what day trading is and what it is not. The book frames day trading as a process of exploiting short-term price movement while limiting exposure by closing positions within the trading day. That definition quickly leads to essentials like liquidity, bid-ask spreads, slippage, and how these frictions can turn a seemingly good trade into a losing one. Turner also orients beginners to the mechanics of online trading, including order types such as market, limit, and stop orders, and why choosing the right order matters when prices move quickly. Another important element is the role of volume and volatility, which often determine whether a stock or other instrument is tradable for short-term setups. The discussion typically encourages readers to focus on instruments that trade smoothly and consistently, rather than chasing dramatic moves with poor fills. By combining market mechanics with realistic expectations, the book helps beginners understand why a simple strategy must be paired with execution knowledge and cost awareness to have any chance of working. Secondly, charts, trends, and technical tools for decision-making, the book highlights chart reading and widely used technical concepts as a way to organize decisions in fast markets. Beginners are introduced to the idea that price action reflects collective behavior, and that charts help reveal trends, ranges, and potential turning points. Common building blocks include support and resistance, trend lines, moving averages, and basic indicators that can help identify momentum and overextension. The focus is less on predicting the future with certainty and more on creating a consistent framework for entries, exits, and trade management. Turner generally emphasizes recognizing the difference between trending and choppy environments because the same setup can perform very differently depending on conditions. Readers learn how to think in probabilities, using confirmations such as volume behavior and clean price structure rather than relying on a single signal. This topic also reinforces the importance of timeframes, for example how an intraday chart can conflict with a larger daily trend and why aligning them can improve trade quality. The overall value is helping readers develop a visual and rules-based approach instead of impulsive clicking. Thirdly, risk management as the core skill of survival. A central message is that risk management, not prediction, determines whether a trader can stay in the game long enough to learn. The book stresses defining risk before entering any trade, including where the trade idea is invalidated and how much capital is at stake. This naturally leads to position sizing, stop placement, and the idea that a small loss is a business expense, while a large loss can end a career. Turner often connects risk control to math, explaining that even a decent win rate can fail if losses are allowed to balloon, and that consistency comes from keeping drawdowns manageable. The role of leverage and margin is treated carefully because leverage can magnify both skill and mistakes. Another risk theme is avoiding overtrading, which can happen when traders try to make back losses quickly or chase action. The book encourages routines such as pre-planning trades, setting daily loss limits, and tracking performance so that risk remains intentional rather than emotional. For beginners, these principles create guardrails that protect learning capital and reduce the chance of catastrophic decisions. Fourthly, building trading plans and repeatable setups. Instead of encouraging random experimentation, the book pushes readers toward a structured trading plan built around specific setups. A trading plan typically includes what markets to trade, what time of day to trade, what qualifies as an entry, how to set stops and targets, and when not to trade. Turner emphasizes that repeatability is what allows traders to evaluate whether a method has an edge. Beginners are guided to start with a small set of patterns and conditions, then refine them through observation and disciplined execution. This topic also covers the importance of record keeping, such as maintaining a trading journal that captures the rationale for each trade, execution quality, and emotional state. Over time, journaling turns vague impressions into usable data, revealing which setups perform best and which mistakes recur. Another plan element is adapting to market conditions. for example, tightening targets in slower sessions or being more selective when volatility spikes. By focusing on process and rules, the book aims to shift beginners from hope-based trading to a craft that can be tested, improved, and followed consistently. Lastly, trader psychology, discipline, and common beginner traps. The book treats psychology as a practical performance factor, not a motivational add-on. Day trading pressures, attention, patience, and self-control because outcomes are immediate and feedback can be harsh. Turner addresses common mental traps such as fear of missing out, revenge trading, hesitation after losses, and overconfidence after wins. These patterns often cause traders to abandon their rules right when discipline matters most. Another psychological challenge is managing uncertainty, since even the best setup can fail, and a trader must accept that losses are part of the process. The book encourages habits that reduce impulsivity, such as trading only at planned times, predefining exits, and stepping away after reaching a daily limit. It also suggests focusing on quality of execution rather than daily profit, especially early on, because consistency tends to follow process. For beginners, this topic can be the difference between a short-lived attempt and a sustainable learning path. By naming the predictable emotional cycles and offering practical guardrails, the book helps readers develop resilience and a calmer decision-making style. In conclusion, this book is best suited for true beginners who are curious about day trading but want an organized foundation before risking meaningful money. It also fits self-directed learners who prefer a structured overview of how online trading works, what tools are commonly used, and why discipline matters more than hype. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It can replace vague assumptions with a clearer understanding of market mechanics, risk, and the habits required to operate under pressure. Even if a reader decides not to day trade, the emphasis on planning, probability thinking, and risk limits can improve decision-making in longer-term investing and personal finance. Compared with many day trading titles that lean heavily on excitement or a single magical strategy, this book is worth buying because it emphasizes process, execution, and survival skills that apply across different markets and broker platforms. Its beginner-friendly approach helps readers build a plan, understand costs and order behavior, and recognize psychological traps that often derail newcomers. For anyone seeking a realistic, skill-based entry point into active trading, it offers a solid starting framework. If you would like to support Tony Turner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.